Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Okay, I don't know if I'm more nervous about the podcast or getting the pins back when we were...
Yes, those pins came from the desks of the staff who work in the admin area of Q Theatre. And
they're like, we need them all back. And yeah. We're like, absolutely. And I walked out immediately and was like, have a pin, have a free pin. They're the male gaze branded pins.
What was amazing is over there, I actually said, have you guys got one of our pins to a group of people who use their own pin? And so... Yeah, the vibe, we're connecting.
That's actually a very hostile way to meet someone, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
Is that my pen?
Yeah.
And I get it. So how you guys going? You good?
Oh.
Welcome along to a classic male gaze podcast.
Hey, and what has happened is, this was meant to happen on the 3rd of February, and then because of unavailability, we had to reschedule it. And we have put our gay podcast on at the same day as Big Gay Out. And that's...
Yes.
But that does mean this classifies as a pride event.
It does classify as a pride event.
We're sort of like not part of the official program, mm-hmm. But we're edgy under, like, you know, underground. Like, you could be like really part of the community to know about this event, you know?
Yeah, it's deep.
It's
deep,
like edgy.
Cut.
There's gonna, you know, and it's messy. There's yeah. kind of people fucking back there, and it's.
That's absolutely. That is so not
so
our
beyond
brand.
Our brand. In our brands were like, I'm a bit tired. Should we have some big comfy couches to sit on?
Sit down.
And we will sit down.
Yeah.
I see the issue with a live podcast, I've always found with a live podcast, is I'm so desperate for their approval
that
I find it quite hard to engage
to
here because I'm like, I see you all the time. I don't know who's
These
out there.
People,
you know?
Wow.
There could be really important people out there.
They're absolutely not. No offense, but
who do you think's the most important person in the room?
Me. No, the tech.
Yeah, true.
A round of applause for our tech. You angry about that?
No, I'm jealous.
Yeah.
I wish I'd come up. I guess my husband's in the audience, so maybe he's the most important person.
Wow.
He hated that, I reckon.
I think the most important person is each and every person because being queer is all about being an individual and embracing who you are.
Hashtag we do we.
Yeah. You're coming for my sponsored post. Yes, fine. I did a paid advertisement for the parade this week and then did not attend the parade.
I'm just furious. I'm just the furious that the corporates didn't slide into my DM. So I was like, I'll put my face to a bang for pride. You know,
yeah.
Like, get me on there. And then I looked at the hashtag we do we and I was like, that is amazing. Like, I don't know if there's anyone, and you shouldn't speak on this because you've taken the Smirnoff dollar. But,
yeah.
And shout out to Smirnoff, actually, for getting little gays drunk, you know, like...
I cannot support that statement because of the legal requirements
but
and
I
advertising
can.
Alcohol.
But We Do We is phenomenal.
You have to, when you advertise alcohol, if you make a drink, you have to use one of the decanters to show that you're putting just the right amount.
Oh, and you had a decanter on hand?
Oh, yeah, we've got a little drinks trolley.
Oh, God, that is like peak...
Faggotry.
Yeah. And sort of like, in a way, like what I've always aspired to have as an adult is like a drinks trolley. And I had an image hit me in the head the other day about like the dream picture of like what it is to be together as an adult.
Mm.
And it was when in the 90s you'd get like razor commercials, like, and it was the idea of being a woman in a shower with like my leg on a stoop and just like. Just
yeah.
single shaving up my shin.
And you've got a towel on.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
And like a beautiful bathroom and I'm just like one shave and like laughing to myself in the bathroom.
Have you ever shaved your legs?
For pride or for a cause? Shave for a cure.
I'm shaving my legs for a cure.
Shaving my legs.
Because I asked this because when I was in year nine, the popular girls at school looked at my leg hair and said, that's gross. And they said, all the cool boys are shaving their legs. And then I shaved my legs and then they made fun of me.
You can't win in this world.
You can't win.
I shaved a little bit. You know, just to be like, what's that like? And then I was like, no more. But I barely, I've been blessed with, you know, very minimal hair. Yeah. So I was like, I kind of know what it's going to look like. But we actually had this teacher at our school who was like, he was called Mr. Bone. And...
Mr. Bone. I had a Mr. Wood and you had a Mr. Bone.
Yeah, at an all-boys school, can you believe? Ooh. And he was in charge of, the year 10s. He was their dean and was, heavy into sports and athletics, but he always had gorgeously shaved legs with a fake tan. So in many ways, he was an ally or, a trailblazer and was, representation to us boys to be, you live your authentic leg truth.
Wow.
And shave and tan... As much as you're someone actually offered me a free spray tan the other day.
Oh, you should. Have you ever had one?
No, but I've always wanted to.
I used to get them for Dancing with the Stars, and then the rest of the week after the show, I used to get them. I got them 1 week when I was on the show.
You're crying.
The rest of the week, everyone runs into you. They're like, "You're looking really well," and I wasn't. But
mentally, could not have been in a worse place.
Yeah, but the tan lives on. Can I say something crazy?
Go on.
Should we cue the theme song of the show?
Cue theme song!
I'm sorry, Mom. It's not a phase.
Welcome along to this week's episode of the... Did we have last week off?
We did take last week off.
Because you were on a boat.
A gay cruise.
So we've deliberately not talked about the gay cruise because we want to obviously to have it with all of us here. We all want to know how it was to be doing stand-up comedy on a ship filled with your enemy, gay men. Yeah. So...
And I'm on record on this podcast for saying that gay men are the worst audiences in the world. Present company excluded.
You're different. But on the whole, no.
Whenever, whenever I was doing Melbourne Comedy Festival and you look out and you see that it's only gay. It's specifically what it is, gay men who are there with their boyfriend, fuck off.
Really?
I don't know what... I think I just... Maybe I was just on one show that scarred me that was 10... Then this was when I was in a room that fit 20 people in total. And it was 10 gay male couples. And they were all not have... They were just...
So the 20... There were 20 men and they were all in little pairs.
Yeah, and I'm performing in a closet.
Beautiful.
Classic. And they were just mean. They just... arms crossed... That, you know, I just think sometimes gay men are like, no, I'm the funny gay man and you can't be funny. But...
No couples on the ship. Or were there?
There were couples, but the rules of their relationship...
as wide open as the wide open seas.
Yeah, exactly. And literally, I will say, on a cruise, especially on day one, people are the nicest people people just love to be on a boat. They're like, oh, we don't care how much fuel's pouring into the sea from this thing. People are so happy on a boat, I don't know what it was.
I'm really happy on the Inter-Islander.
Yeah.
For the first 10 minutes, I'm like, sail to the others. I'm having such a good time. I'm going into every room.
A little hot dog,
I'll buy some stuff. Yeah. If there was merch, I'd be decked out.
If there's a movie on in the movie room that I would never watch on land, but I will watch it on the sea.
Yes, there's a movie room, right? But isn't that usually for kids?
Yeah.
But you're going.
But I haven't been on the Inter-Islander as an adult, have you?
No, actually... It's good to call myself out there.
Yeah.
And I should. I should be doing better, and I should be driving down the country, going on the boat.
I would say any time you're traveling to Christchurch, you should be using the ferry.
We've got to support local ferries.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, and we need to have a 48-hour journey to get to any destination. on the cruise.
Yeah.
Do you have any questions?
Yeah. I don't know. Do you reckon it's better than being on a ship like a
the Inter Islander?
Well, I don't know. Did you have fun?
I did. So the cruise started in Melbourne, stopped in Burnie in Tasmania, and it turns out, and we were like, I wonder what the vibe is there. And then we talked to people, they were like, nothing. It's 19,000 people live there, there's nothing to do. But they couldn't get to Hobart, so they went to Burnie.
Were they the type of people there who liked gay men?
No, it was like a mining town.
Oh. I'm already envisioning, the ship crashes and then, all the gays have to live there and then, the locals get it and then it's like, oh, we don't like it, we don't accept us. And then,
Oh, my God, great. It's TV like a show, great TV show. Oh, yeah. Coming from away.
Yeah, exactly.
Is that what it's called? No.
No, it's okay.
And then we had a day at sea and then, whole day you're at sea.
Whoa. That sounds fun until you're like, that's a whole day on a boat.
Well, get this. Because that was, I was like, well, that'll be a fun experience for the one day. And then the next day we went to be stopping in Newcastle and everyone had made plans and booked lunches. And then there was a storm in Newcastle. So we
couldn't
stop.
Everyone made lunches?
Plans to have lunch.
Oh, yeah.
No one packed lunch.
But guys, let's all make sandwiches.
That would be a wholesome way to start the gay cruise, though. Little brown paper bags, everyone's making their sammies.
Yeah, gorge.
There was a storm, so we actually had two full days at sea. And on that second full day at sea, I was like, get me off this boat.
I saw you did some running on
yes,
the ship.
Yes, I did.
And I was like, that. I feel like you have to be in a bad place to run on land. You have to be in a real bad place to run on sea.
Because literally I've got the Nike Run Plus app and you can tell when the lockdowns happened because I went on so many runs. But then anytime, other activities were available, it just shuts off. So there's a red, on the Virgin Atlantic boat that we're on, there's like a 250-meter loop track. So you've got to run it four times to do a kilometer.
And I did. Fuck that.
Yeah.
Did you do it?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what's wrong with you? Was it good? Did it feel good?
I'm training for Round the Bays.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Thank you
I've
so much.
I've never done that. I would quite like to get into Round the Bays culture. I think I'd quite like that. How far is it?
It's 8.4 kilometres.
That's a lot.
Yeah. It's lovely. But you literally, as it says in the name, you go around the bays and it's gorgeous.
I reckon I'd get to the first bay and be like, I'm going to have a swim.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a swim, some hot chips and just go home. Get an Uber.
Yeah.
But I sort of went around the base. I sort of went to the base and I had a great time.
Drive the base. Could you drive the
just
base?
Just went to Coey, yeah.
Scoot the base. So here's where I'll tell you what the cruise was like. Because we didn't really go to all... There's a party from 5 till 7 p.m. and then there's another party that starts at midnight every day of the cruise.
Oh,
there's a military-themed party. There was a Barbie-themed party. A military-themed party, I know. It was like, they were like, we do it every time we do this cruise. I was like, well...
Stop it.
Don't. A pink one. There was a white party, classic. There was the one we went to in
Who set these themes, by the way? Because I feel like in terms of these big cruise-like party nights, they're always the same. But someone came up with them once and then now everyone's copying them. They're always the same.
And are they getting paid for that?
They've put a copyright on it. So every time it gets, they get a commission every time there's a military party. But surely there's other themes, parasols.
I think...
just anything. Mask. A masquerade parasol, ball, for God's sake.
A jock strap, but the front is a parasol.
I'm just come up with anything.
Well, I
ghosts,
think...
it would be crazy. Just to see what people would be like, how do I fit my jock strap into that costume brief?
This is why I think the theme is the same all the time, because people want to buy their harnesses and jock straps that they can just keep and use for years and years to come, They've got their pink one, they've got their camo one, they want it forever. And what I will say about, and I think it's really awesome when people wear whatever they want, and I think it looks really good, but one thing I truly discovered for myself is that attire I don't find sexually attractive.
The jock? You've lost the
harness.
The
I know. A harness and a jock strap? Am I problematic?
You're allowed to hate anything you like on your own podcast in front of an audience.
Yeah.
And they can also hate that. I think...
You like it?
I don't know. I thought the song had an amazing comeback
that
in
is,
a way.
That
like
has been
we
massive.
Sort of thought it was there, and then it was like suddenly everyone was rocking a G banger or whatever. I think probably this I don't know where I sit on that. I think it's do you know what it is? It's so mainstream in a way. Like when we think of like the fit, you know,
the
it's like the jockstrap and the harness. It's like we kind of know that as like the gay costume in a way, the gay uniform. And I'm like, where else is there to explore? You know, seal the back, open the front, or you know,
yeah. Something that stretches the whole of your urethra open.
Or like, you know, let's try other sporting paraphernalia beyond the jockstrap. You know,
true.
A mouth guard.
Pair of boxing gloves.
Because I quite like the shoulder pads.
Or those helmets.
A full helmet. Or like cricket knee pads.
Just dress for ice hockey. Just walking around the gay party.
I would get into that. I think that would be great. You know, it's like we just got to get a bit more creative. I think maybe rather than you're not liking it, you're just bored of it.
Yeah,
and that's
right.
On you. And you should do better, especially at Pride. And this is a Pride event. Well, we kind of don't have a theme, but we actually sort of do, because this whole idea of being on like a ship around a whole bunch of gay men, like it's very rare, really, that you and I are surrounded by only gay men,
gay
right?
Men. Yeah.
And I feel like maybe that's on us not wanting to go out as much and like
it's
to stay
on us
home
being
and
tired.
Yeah. But also there is a lack of gay bars in the city as well.
Queer spaces are in decline.
Which got us thinking about, like, are there spaces in Auckland that we as gay men can classically do what we do and be like, that's actually gay, and sort of claim it as our own culture even though it's not?
Yeah.
And that's brought up this new game, which is it gay or is it straight?
So...
We played this once in Christchurch and they loved it, so get into it.
Yeah. So for the people who listen to this, we went into the audience before the show and got people to write down different locations around Tāmaki Makaurau. And now we're going to work out... We'll just do a hot take.
We'll say the place and then we'll discuss whether we feel like it has a level of gayness to it or if it's, like, toxically straight.
The Olympic Pool's Newmarket.
Oh. Fascinating.
Yes. The changing rooms. Oh, is there a history there? Oh.
I don't know. Is there a history there?
Someone doesn't know.
I don't know. You were making eyes for someone. I thought, maybe there's been an encounter there or something.
That's what I thought as well. But I don't know if there's any actual history there or if that was just something.
What I would say is, about pools generally, I think they are quite, like, cool, sexy, fun spaces. And... Excuse me, Mr. Gay men shouldn't wear jock straps.
My take would be the beach is sexy and the pool is not.
The beach is sexy, but sand is not, and...
Neither is athlete's foot.
You're going to the wrong pools.
Which pool
Parnell
is sexy?
Baths. Parnell Baths. Have you been there?
Never been.
Oh, then get off the stage.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
It's so sexy. It's got these, like, I mean, it is a family pool, but, like, it has... like, it's got these, like, gorgeous
it
rainbow...
It was on New Zealand's Next Model.
Yes. Gay.
Gay.
Colin Mathura-Jeffrey's been there.
Yes.
So he's probably bestowed it. He's put a little...
He did a spell.
He should put a plaque everywhere he's been and just be like, Colin Mathura-Jeffrey was at the Parnell Baths shooting America's Next Top Model, New Zealand's Next Top Model. It's got, like, great lounges and... Melbourne, they've got great pool culture, outdoor pools, and the Fitzroy pools, like, that is gay paradise. It's just amazing. It's like all these, like, Melbourne queers walking around with their mullets and tattoos that all match and just, like, kind of winking at each other and splashing in and doing some laps and then just, like, gossiping.
Fun. It's my local Mount Albert pool is not gay.
I've swum there a lot and it is not gay.
It is not gay.
It's a crazy pool, eh? It's really hectic. And you'll suddenly be like, whoa, there's a lot of swimmers here. And then you're like, oh, my God, they're all 15. Because they're all from Mount Albert Grammar and they come in to swim, yeah.
Do you know I used to work there on the reception?
Wow.
Yeah.
I got goosebumps.
Yeah. Me, Laura Daniel worked there as a lifeguard.
No, that's Erin Pools.
No, she worked in Mount Albert as well.
God, that girl got around.
Our whole flat worked there. Yeah, it was
what
good.
What a great activity.
What I will say is the Olympic Pools are not gay because I used to drop the kids that I nannied there.
I would say Newmarket as a whole feels slightly gay, like as a suburb, and that's sort of playing part. Okay, I cannot win with you today.
No,
hey, we're in this together.
Yeah, sorry,
okay?
Sorry,
can
sorry,
you have my back?
You're right.
Like Ponsonby, super gay.
Yeah.
And then I feel like Newmarket's like, you know, like kind of Ponsonby's like younger little gay friend.
True.
You know, it's like, I'm gonna be like you, you know? It's like you're never gonna be like me.
I think Newmarket is the mother of the gay son that is Ponsonby.
Newmarket is the mother. Oh, interesting. That's an interesting one. I guess Newmarket was there first, right?
No. It's actually got new in the name.
Yeah, oh, true. Okay, Daily Bread. Now, this is interesting. I'm going to say Daily Bread is a straight white woman. With blonde hair and an Instagram account with like 4,000 followers.
Yeah, and I often find the guys there are kind of like very blokey, like hot and cool.
Hot and cool.
They're hot and cool. But they are straight.
Yeah.
But yum.
But delicious.
We love the
but
bread.
But there's a culture there, like, it doesn't have a... And it's so minimal. It's like a concrete slab with one croissant, you know, like it's...
And it's in an old bank.
Yeah, which is... I'm thinking Ponsonby Daily Bread.
Oh, I'm thinking the original Pontchev. Is it that the original?
Yes.
I don't know. Yeah, thank
and
you.
And that's a family place, you know, because that's where, like, you move to Pontchev when you've, like, got a gorgeous husband and, like, two beautiful kids, and then he's an advertising job or something, and he's so hot, and
he's like, honey, I picked up the bread.
Literally that. Mm. And then I'm, like, shaving my leg, like, pardon? With a towel around there.
David Seymour's MP office.
Straight. They were at Rainbow Pride, eh?
Yeah.
In their pink t-shirts. Crazy they were like, we're rolling with pink. I always felt like that was the ACT party.
Yes. Also, so Sam, my boyfriend, went to the parade as well, and apparently it was very front-loaded with the most controversial, like ACT National, the police were all like one.
We are together and strong in this.
Yeah.
This parade is for us.
Yeah.
To stand together and be seen and accepted. Because it's weird as well, like, because often the gays are like, what, there's a parade in Ponsonby today? Like, they don't know. And then so they're like, oh, God. And they like leave.
But Christopher Luxon is like, see you there, bitch.
And then you find that point where like all the gay guy, like all the queer people are like clapping like David Seymour and the police and Christopher Luxon as they walk in the parade. And you're like, what's going on? Maybe this is straight pride. In a weird way. Okay. Straight. He's awful. Caretaker. I've never been.
Neither.
That's the cool... And
somewhere that neither of us have been is probably gay.
There's nowhere good in the city. Like, haven't been to Caretaker. It's probably like we go in there and it's just like crazy.
Beautiful.
It's like when I watched after. Okay, forget whatever I said. What was that face about?
It says Chris Luxon's asshole.
Gay.
Gay.
Yeah.
Gay.
Gay.
Bleached.
Do you think he's? Oh, God, this is controversial, but I do wonder, what do you think Christopher Luxon's relationship with his asshole is? Hear me out, because I have a close relationship with my asshole.
Yeah. I know how it's doing at all times.
I know, and I make, you know, I make your love in there. But yeah, well, you know, like I could draw it, you know, like I know what it's doing, but for a lot of men...
They wouldn't ever touch it with a finger. Raw.
But in my mind, and it could be just because of his head, it's totally waxed.
Yeah. I think it's hairless and bleached.
Clean and shining. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. But never been touched.
Never been kissed. I wonder if that will make the podcast.
I know.
Or if that will stay in the... $2 store, Browns Bay. That's weirdly going on the list of the caretaker of places I've never been. Yeah. But they seem in vibe, like, totally opposed. Mm. Crazy that, like, the $2 stores are still rocking it, though.
I love the little $2 store in St. Luke's that you can... Like, it's in the car, kind of in the car park. I love that little
cost
cute
of living. What's it fucking getting you nowadays, $2? Jesus Christ.
Well, I don't think anything in there costs $2. No. Yeah. What would cost you $2? Do you know, like, a 1.5-litre bottle of Coke now is, like, $3.50. Remember the old days? Like 70 cents.
God, I'm just thinking about just $2, the store that was in Rickerton Mall in Christchurch, that, like, they were really leaning into, like, come in with a coin, you'll leave with something. Like, it is just $2, nothing else.
I remember when they got Tamagotchis in, and it was crazy. Those had been retailing at, like, $27, and then suddenly no one liked them anymore, so they were at the $2 shop, so my family finally got them.
Whoever wrote this, have you been into the $2 store in Browns Bay recently?
They're just so embarrassed. They're like, it's my favourite store.
Yeah, I go there every
day. It's where I found my gay husband.
I run the $2 store in Browns Bay. This was a huge advertising opportunity for me.
That'll be my SponCon for Pride. It'll be me being like, get ready for Pride at just $2. Just okay. Putting on, like, a fedora.
This one, I already know the answer to this one.
Okay.
Tiri Tiri Matangi, the bird sanctuary.
Go on.
Which is gay, because we have all seen the Air New Zealand safety video where the takahe arrives there and they say,
you might find a Mrs. T.
Or a Mr. T. You little fag.
It's so stupid, because I think about your joke all the time on this when you're like, it's a breeding sanctuary.
If you're like I am not, I swear on my life, never go to a breeding sanctuary, because I know it's not the type of breeding that I do.
It's not a space for us. We know our spaces.
Yeah, we do.
Daily bread, maybe, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Not a breeding sanctuary. Wait, so you think it's gay?
Yeah, because of that ad, yeah.
Now in my mind, I'm like, Mr. T... is like, he's not sure, you know? Like, he's sort of working out...
Oh, he's still a young little bird.
Working out, well, like, or not even that young, but he's sort of working out his sexuality. And then, like, he's like all of us at high school where everyone's like, but, like, do you even... Maybe you like guys. Like, the flight attendants are like, maybe a Mr. T, I don't know. You know, and so he's kind of at this breeding sanctuary where he's watching, like, all his friends fuck other takahe.
Yeah.
And he's sort of like, I should... I don't know, you know? I just kind of want to find out. And then he's going to do running laps, you know, around, like you on the boat.
Like me on the boat. Yeah. They got to do a sequel. They should do a new safety video, which is an update. It's just Mr. T being like, so, I'm gay. The life jackets are under your seat.
Oh, my God, I would love that. Okay, Auckland Hospital Emergency Department. Honestly, having been there... Oh, my God. It is...
It's so grim.
It's just hectic.
There.
Yeah. Like, it's so intense. It's so crazy when you go there because you're like, I've got a nosebleed or, like, something tiny. And then you'll be like, that person has literally been stabbed. And, like, you'll just see these people, like, walk past. And because it all funnels in down there.
And, yeah. Every time I've been there, I've been like, everyone else is doing so much worse than me. I'm hogging space. I'm taking up space.
Like, everyone's sort of coughing around you. And it's weird because it, like, also... Like, I feel like I'm at the bottom of a funnel. Like, because you know how it sinks down? Like, it's at the bottom.
Yeah.
Like, it should be at the top. Does
You're
that make
right.
sense to you? Yes, thank you.
Do they have a suggestion box?
Hey, can it be at the top? It's currently at the bottom of the hospital. Do you guys know? Yeah, you have to go like, ooh, and then you're like clawing your way out of there, but... You're like, oh, you sort of fall into it, and then you're sort of...
It's confusing, because isn't there, like, one bit where you go in, and they're like, no, this is for kids... Like, there's a kids one and an us.
Hospitals are so random. Like, I remember going there when Brinley, your ex-girlfriend, broke her arm. And me being her best Judy, she was like... This is very recently. She was showing off, and this is kind of her story to tell, but I was actually there, so maybe it is my story. She was showing off. She slipped, and she broke her arm, and I wasn't there. But then I get this phone call from a friend who's like, Brittany's fallen over, and she didn't get back up. And I was like, what? And they're like, but she did get up now, and she's having cookies. And I
had to like drive her and take her to the hospital and then watch her arm get bended back in place. It was so intense. And it was so crazy as a friend, like just having to watch that. But you, I just like kind of walk around the hospital and they're like, I'll just follow the blue line to find her. And so suddenly you find yourself like on your own, like walking like through the hospital, like sort of like Dorothy, but like not in Kansas. Like you're just... And then I went into this room, and I was like, hi, what's this room? And the woman, like, mask off, like, basically smoking, was like, oh, yeah, this is the COVID room. We have all our COVID patients in here. It was like open plan. Like, it was crazy. Aww. Anyway, we should just, I guess, give more money to the hospital, is what I'm saying.
Did we say gay or straight for that one?
We said it was hectic, so straight. you go.
Botany Town Centre.
I actually
is the town centre the bit that's in the mall? Yes, yes. I remember coming visiting from Christchurch and going to that when I was a kid and thinking this is the most beautiful place I've ever seen. Because the Whitcalls was two stories.
Wow.
And it had some really fancy editions of Harry Potter, which of course we don't support today, but at the time when I was 12, I didn't know.
And you should have.
Yeah, I should have known. I should have known. I did a parade through there once.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, as the gingerbread man for Christmas.
So, okay, a parade as a gay man through Botany, it's sort of feeling gay maybe.
Yeah, and it's. I just think a mall with sort of little streets inside is gay.
Let me hear that again.
A mall with little streets inside. Because it's kind of an outdoor mall and there's
an
little
outdoor
roads.
Mall?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love an outdoor mall.
Same.
I actually love
it's
shopping.
It's very LA, isn't it?
It is very, it's like the Grove, but you're in Botany, yeah. Okay, Takapuna Beach Cafe. I'm going to say I felt stressed and attacked in there. And I felt like I have to order in a hurry. And I don't like the experience, so it is actually homophobic. And I will go on record.
Do you, wait... To me, the little ice cream bit is separate from the cafe.
Interesting.
I would say the ice cream bit is a gay-friendly place.
I mean, all ice cream is gay.
It's gay.
Duck Island, so gay. Mm. Island Gelato, so gay. Ben and Jerry's very gay.
Giappo kind of like if a straight man was pretending to be gay. You know, like it's like
No, Giappo is the gayest of all ice creams. Cher loves it.
You're right. You're right.
That, I'm sorry. I've been thinking about this so much recently. Cher came to New Zealand. Cher performs in Auckland, goes to Giappo, won't stop talking about Giappo. Why are we not talking about this every day?
It is
beautiful. It is crazy. It's and she beautiful. Got to get like a... Because you know when you go to Giappo and I go to Giappo... I'm standing. I'm so sorry. I'm just
so excited about it. And I'm giving you the space.
But like, you go to Giappo, it's just so crazy to me. Like, because it used to be on Ponsonby Road, it was like purple, and now it was downtown.
Queen Street.
Yeah, and now it's like downtown. Yeah. You know, it's in all that weird fucked part of town. And
when
like,
they did the flip,
it is cursed that area, isn't it? You know, it's like hostels. You're like, oh, you know, like.
Here's where they lost me when they started hiding the ice creams.
Yes, totally.
What the fuck is that about?
In a way, Giappo is like, she's like a pop star. You know, she's like, I'm in my, she's always, you know, Giappo has eras. Do you know what I mean? Giappo could do an eras tour, is what I'm saying. Because it's like, I'm in my, like, you can't see the flavors. You just have to, like, I'm just going to, like, get into your mind and figure out what you want. And then it's always like, oh my God, I'm going to shit myself. Like, upon eating it.
Yeah, you always say, I want something simple. And then they give you a towel.
But they did the frame. Way. Remember the frame? It was an ice cream that had a chocolate frame on it so that you could, like, I guess put your face in the frame and then, like, take a selfie and it looked like you were in a picture frame. You have to go to Giappo's website and look at all their insane ice creams.
And so Cher has franchised it overseas, right? Is that what's happening?
She made Cherlato.
With the creator of Giappo.
With Giappo himself? Is that what happened? Why are we not talking about... I guess what I'm saying is, like, where's Giappo's New Zealand Order of Merit for services to ice cream? You know, like, it's just so insane that it ever happens.
Yeah, it's so cool.
Anyway, What were we talking about?
No one could ever know.
Back to the sick bowl.
Okay, should we do some rapid fire? Because I feel like we've got to... Yeah.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Victoria Park. Gay.
Okay. Providore.
Don't know
what that is.
Don't know what that is.
Blank.
Ponsonby Road. Straight.
Milford Beach. Straight.
Headquarters Bar. Straight.
The Ferry Building. Faggy as hell.
Point Aaron Poles.
Gay. Middlemore Hospital. Awesome. And thank you for your help.
Say thank you for your work. One Tree Hill. One, two, three. Straight.
Straight.
No, you were going to say gay.
No. I was going to say you too. Calendar Girls. Straight. But Las Vegas gay.
Las Vegas girls.
Las Vegas is the other
Las
strip
Vegas club.
Club.
Yes, I see what you mean. I think Calendar Girls is kind of gay. I don't know, the way she's on K-Road with her, like... No,
yeah, it's
straight.
She's on K-Road in a scary way.
Okay.
Neck of the Woods.
Straight. No, gay. They do, like, cool queer nights, don't they?
Yeah, gay.
Yeah. But it's also...
From someone who's done something gay there, I reckon.
No, Neck of the Woods is sort of like... There's like a guy there who's cool who's like, I've hooked up with a... Like, Neck of the Woods is gay in the way it's like, yeah, I'll kiss you. Like, give me a... He's sort of like fluid, but he's straight.
Well, like, I'll suck your dick after the feelers gig.
Exactly. Rainbow's End.
Gay. Were you going to say straight?
No, I think gay. Yeah, for sure. Big gay out. Well, as being the only Pride event... This live podcast being the only actual Pride event, it would have to be straight.
It would have to be straight because all the real gays are here.
Okay, well, that was successful.
That was good. I got a fact of the gay. Do you want to hear it?
Please.
Yeah, and we've got a sting.
Fact of the gay.
I got goosebumps hearing that live.
Okay, now because we were going to talk about Auckland places, I was like, I'm going to look up queer facts about Auckland. And what I found was an article based on a survey from 2006. So this could be outdated.
Probably not.
Here's what they found. Folklore has become fact in a new survey, finding that one in every 8 gay New Zealand men lives within half an hour walk of Ponsonby Road.
Wait, say that again.
One in every 8 gay New Zealand men lives within half an hour walk of Ponsonby Road.
Okay.
Isn't that crazy? That's based on the census data of men in single-sex couples. Apparently, they make up 5.2% of all men living in couples between Westmere and Newmarket. That was actually in the 1996 census, so this is pretty out of date.
Are you a half-hour walk from Ponsonby Road?
No, I'd be more like an hour. I would not. I would be sweaty on arrival. A nice bike.
I'm trying to work out if I am. I'm like always. I'm like, I'm 5 minutes away, and I'm 35 minutes away.
You're pretty close,
Michael. Are we?
Yeah.
Okay, we are.
Yeah.
So that's us. It's nice to see myself reflected there. Gay men.
Yeah, specifically gay men.
Specifically gay men in the audience. Clap once. Oh, God.
Wow.
That's like 8 people. Yeah,
we failed. This is not a Pride event anymore.
Of those 8, clap again if you live within a half an hour of Ponsonby Road.
It's the same. That was the same 8.
Isn't it nice to be knowing that you're doing a podcast for women?
I know. It's so lucky that we're both in relationships because this definitely would not be getting us partners.
No.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Oh, that's a great fact.
Yeah, that's
we actually, fact I don't know how long we've been going for. In my mind,
we're at the right point for what you're about to do.
Okay, amazing.
Yeah.
so as you all know, Eli will always organise the Fact of the Gay, mm-hmm. and I will not organise the Queen of the Week, and then just sort of on the podcast sort of think about like a random person who's sort of awesome, and then they'll be the Queen of the Week. But we actually have gone over and above.
We have.
This has been months in the process, hasn't it? And it's expensive. We had to book the flights.
Yeah, we had to fly them here.
Accommodate them. Yeah. We actually have our Queen of the Week here tonight at Q Theatre on a Sunday. Please give it up for your Queen of the Week, Reese Nickerson! Queen of the Week.
Yeah, I mean, that's yours.
Do you have a mic?
Yeah, I got one.
Oh, great.
Where have you? I've got one.
You can pick a side.
Or
you go there in the middle.
Okay, all right.
This chair did break on me before when I tested it out, and I didn't cry a lot about it, but I did cry a little.
Hi, everyone. This has been great. I have many thoughts. First of all, Shave for a Cure. I did the Shave for a Cure when I was a kid.
Wow.
And the same, and I raised a bunch of money. It was very good. I was like 11. And the same week I broke my foot and had to go to the emergency room. So I was a bald child in a wheelchair in a hospital. And I'm not trying to make light of it, but I got a lot of real, I got those kind of looks that like, mate, I know I'm a toxic person because I liked the looks.
A lot of
like a security guard looked at me like, oh, and I was like, yeah, I'm staying strong. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. The next week your mum catches you shaving your head.
Yeah,
just
yeah.
Keep it up.
Yeah, keep it up, keep it up. Next thing, I'm making meth. Anyways. Is that too straight a reference?
No, gay people do meth.
Do you find...
Oh, yeah. Sorry. I forgot. That's our whole thing. What else?
Can I ask, how are you?
Yeah, I'm all right. I'm just here for reasons. RuPaul loves Duck Island. Does that help the...
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Loves it.
Do you know a favourite flavour?
Oh, I know that he, I'm just naming different things that he likes now. He loves Hokey Pokey Whitman's. Whitman's?
Whitaker's.
Whitaker's, sorry. Whitman's is the thing that our grandmothers buy when they're sad. Whitaker's, to the point that I bought him, and he, I bought him a box of it once, and he claimed that I was trying to destroy his career. but after, when we finished filming Drag Race, sometimes we'd be sitting at the panel and he'd go, are we going to get Duck Island on the way home?
I say that every night.
Yeah.
I'm just like RuPaul.
But we'd be, when we did, a couple of years ago, we'd do it when he, and we're like COVID time, and he'd have like a mask on, and they have no idea they're just giving gallons of ice cream to RuPaul.
Aww. I have a feeling when, because there was a moment before the like show was confirmed that it was happening, and then RuPaul and Michelle were spotted, mm-hmm. and I'm pretty sure they were very close to Duck Island in the photos.
That checks out. It is crazy when we have celebrities in this country, and then like what they do. You know, I always think about when they go to Piha. You know,
I'm like, there's so many quick to get to lovely beaches.
I mean, it wouldn't be great to be like, hey Lizzo, this is like the Herne Bay Beach. It's filled with human shit. Like, don't swim in there. Like, so I
don't give a DNA test to that beach.
But I always wonder, like, they have to drive through, like, some crazy parts of town to, like, they don't just sort of, like, arrive at Piha. They, like, have to kind of, like, get on the motorway and, like, get out west and sort of, like, get stuck in that traffic for a bit and, like, horrible roundabouts. And, like do you think any real celebrities have seen, like, the Royal Oak roundabout? You know, just...
Yes, her name is Lucy Lawless. Thank you very much.
True. She our only real celebrity. Did you meet Lucy Lawless?
She was on Drag Race.
How was it?
It was exactly what and she put up with my Xena references all day long. Like, that must be a hard thing, right? Like, to just be all day, every day, just like, do the noise.
Yeah. Like, she's like, I don't know if I'm allowed to anymore.
Oh, yeah.
It's fine.
Let's all do it right now.
I'm not doing it.
Dead silence, all right.
They feel uncomfortable, it's all right.
Oh, I thought you meant she couldn't do the noise because it was like lesbian culture.
No.
It is a lot of tongue movement, I guess.
Yeah. It just feels very inappropriate, I feel like, noise now for like a white woman to be doing.
A silent version of that would feel nice.
True.
Yeah.
I feel like I've really ruined the energy since I've come out here. I did bring up child cancer. That's the first thing I brought up, and I apologize about
You've
that.
You've ruined our perfect space where we talk about normal things like Christopher Luxon's asshole.
Yeah. Waxed
and
clean.
Do you know who Christopher Luxon is?
No, and I don't care to now.
It's okay, good. It's good.
Who? Yeah. Who he?
He's our Prime Minister now.
New Prime Minister.
Oh, good research from me.
He's
our Prime Minister.
He used to run Air New Zealand. That's his big thing. And he sort of gets confused and keeps kind of calling our country a company by mistake.
Should we play that? We got the audio in. This is. I only just saw this before the show started. This crazy audio of Christopher Luxon.
You feel good taking this message, and you're going to Big Gay Out later on today. You feel good taking this message to Big Gay Out? You think it's going to be supported?
I went there last year. I loved it. I'm looking forward to going there again this afternoon. But talk to the rainbow community. And I just say to you, what are they fixated on at the moment? Rebuilding the economy, restoring law and order, delivering better health and education.
Do you know... It sounds like the worst version of, you know, at the start of, like, one of those gay for pay pornos where they're like... Like, I don't know, I've never done this before, but I'm sure I'll give it a try.
The rainbow community are, and I think it's the word fixated on.
Yeah.
Oh, it was so close to another F word.
But also, like, fixated on.
No, we're fixated
on
Beyonce's country album. We're not thinking about it.
Those absolute fixated on.
So wait, what was it? So our Prime Minister thinks the rainbow community are fixated on the economy,
restoring law and order,
and what? Education.
Look at the. Do any of us look like we are invested in any of those things?
Right. Like what? Annoying little nerdy dweeb were you talking to?
Yeah, yeah.
Who was like, I'm fixing our economy.
And yeah, which gays are you talking to?
Asshole.
Am I wrong? There's no gays in the National Party at the moment, right?
There's none.
No, we're at the Big Gay Out today.
Oh, okay.
Oh,
the Young Nats.
No one was going near there.
You were at the Big Gay Out.
Yes, we were.
Did you boo him out? Because I heard he got booed out.
Yeah, he was only there for like 2 minutes.
Wow.
I was so tempted to like walk over and just
flip off. Yeah.
Whoa.
That would have been a highlight of his day. Like, that's the least bad thing that happened to him that day.
He was only there for 2 minutes, but the whole 2 minutes, all the gays were surrounding him and being like, restore law and order!
Fix the education system!
Economy!
How obsessed are you, how fixated are you on the economy?
Oh, I'd love it. I don't know where our energy comes from. My husband does all of, like, I always think, I was saying to someone the other day, every relationship has one person who knows what's going on and another person who's had the same password for everything since they were 15.
Yes.
And that's
me. One person is the backpack in the relationship. One person has the tote bag.
Yeah. Is Michael the backpack?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm the tote bag.
Yeah, yeah. My husband Kyron, like, he reads the paper and he's my sift to information. Like, he'll let me know what I need to know to be involved in the day.
The power bill gets paid every month.
Yeah.
I've never paid it.
No. If Kyron was to die suddenly...
Oh my God.
I would inherit some money from his family. That's true. But I wouldn't know where to put that money or how to get access to it. I'm out of my ass.
Yeah. I'm the same.
Do you have I got that. We're our power.
You're an absolute backpack, aren't you?
No. I'm actually I'm verse, but
You wear the tote of the backpack. You
I'm
put the two things
bag
on.
Who drives? So I think that's interesting.
Yeah.
You know, so like, you know, don't just like box me in, but
I do the phone bill, but I don't know what happens with the power. And we've got the app where you can do the hour of power. It's free for an hour. And I don't have it.
What the fuck?
Sure.
Is this country a communist country? Yeah. What's going on?
Yeah, free power for an hour. Yeah.
Like, look at all these people that have come to watch a podcast. What's happening in this country?
Do you get to pick the hour of power?
You can pick the hour of power.
And then that's when you do your washing.
You chuck everything in the dryer.
Babe, we should do that. Michael's like, no, you don't. We already do.
Is it what?
This is what my life is like. Yeah. Isn't it amazing? Being like, here's an idea, and being like, have you considered how it's destroying the planet? And being like, no.
And you know what? Like, this is the other... What does renewable even fucking mean? Do you know what I mean? I'm kidding. But I...
You were going to be saying that, like, floating underwater. Being like, yeah. I know what it means now.
Sorry. On a chili bin.
Rhys, I want to ask you about moving to the country, which you've done recently.
Yes! And so, well, I'm not... We've bought a house in the country that is falling down.
So it does care about the economy.
Yes, but we're not living there yet. I like Uber Eats too much.
Oh, yeah, okay. But you will live there eventually.
Yeah, probably. I'll die there. Yeah, sure.
Because... What your husband Karen told me is that there's a lake on site.
What? What do you mean? There's a lake. There's a lake near the place.
Oh, I thought you had a lake on the property.
I
thought you
know he owns a lake.
What? When you said that earlier, you said something backstage like, yeah. It made me so nervous automatically that you've been talking to my husband before this podcast behind my back.
Eli was like, I've heard a bombshell fact about your country house. And I was like, oh my God, Rhys has a sex dungeon.
Yeah. It's like, have we forgotten there's a twink tied up in our country house or something? Oh no.
But you're near a lake.
We have a lake near our place. Oh, it's not like a sprawling property. It's like a... I describe it as a money pit. It's once a week we go there and we shovel some money into a big fire.
I was sort of in my mind, I'd been thinking about it and I was envisioning the movie The Lake House, the Keanu Reeves Sandra Bullock movie, and I thought that was your new life.
That's the time jumping one, eh? Where it was like he was writing letters to someone.
Every day you go to the mailbox and there's a letter from him, but they never meet, but they fall in love.
But they're from different times? Is that the thing?
Has Keanu Reeves made a...
Is it Reeve? Not Reeves.
Shut up.
Oh, I don't fucking
Keanu.
Know. I don't know. They all sound the same
Keanu
to me.
Keanu Reeves. There's definitely an S.
It's Reeves. Oh, did I say Reeves?
Yep, you said Reeves.
It's been fact checked by the audience.
Thank you.
Do you know what? Do you know what that might have been? I'm on a podcast and I've got a lisp. I genuinely think I might have just deleted an S to make things easier just then.
So Keanu Reeves...
Has he ever made a great movie?
All the John Wicks.
Yeah.
And that's divided the crowd, actually.
This podcast, gay or straight?
The Matrix.
Straight.
Yeah,
the straight. The first Matrix, yes.
Do you know what's crazy about the Matrix?
Yeah, we're all in a fucking simulation. It's wild.
We watch at church.
Is it religious?
Well, they were like, this movie is about like anyone who's not at church, who's not going to church, is in the Matrix, and we, by discovering Jesus, are getting out of the Matrix. And then it's so amazing because I think it's like essentially a metaphor for the trans experience is exactly what the Matrix is about. Yeah.
Do you think since the Wachowskis have both come out as trans, the church is still playing that movie to the kids regularly? Oh no, we're going to make them trans.
Yeah. I don't think they're still playing the Matrix. Yeah.
God, church was crazy. I remember once we went to like a cool...
Both of you went to church?
Yeah.
I knew this one, but you?
As a kid. You know, mum would dress us all up and like... Braid us like the Von Trapps. Yeah, and like we're sort of... But we went to this quite boring like Presbyterian one, which was sort of like real sad. Like, it was the first time I really met like sad adults. And I was like, you know, because like...
What a lovely life you've led.
Yeah. Well, no, because like usually parents' friends would be like, hey, like, and entertain the kids. They'd be like, hello, Chris, how was school? But then you were in church and you just see like a lot of people like alone, just like sort of staring at the wooden pews, and I was like, whoa, like everyone had like a story at that Presbyterian church. So I think mum was trying to find one with like a better vibe, and then she went to one that was filled with like teenagers, and we got to make churches out of ice cream, and I was just like, this is insane. And I was like, what is this? Am I even learning anything fun?
But
and then did you take a photo, like a selfie through the church?
Giappo, that's where Giappo's origin story is. Was that... You were about to say something.
Ooh. Yeah, but I was going to let you finish your sentence.
But I had nothing more to say.
Did you never, ever, ever go to church? Not even as a teenager when you...
I went a couple times with my grandmother, and then she stopped going because I asked her once, are you religious? And she went, nah, it's just my only friends go there. But not in a grim way. Like, I mean, like that was, she wouldn't go for the church bit. She was there for like, she was more in for the kind of after bits. It's like, you know, sometimes you go out...
The tea and the biscuits.
The tea and the biscuits, and the gossipy and that sort of thing.
And once a month, a bagpipe. Presbyterian.
Wow.
I would have loved it.
My church was rock band every week.
Cool.
How is it? I know that this is such a basic bitch thing to say, but when you hear stuff like that, how is it that the queer community is the most ostracized one? Like, I don't understand. Like, we're gonna have parties and fun, and there's like once a month a bagpipe. What the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't know. I kind of like whenever I hear a bagpipe, I cry.
I went to a work leaving party for someone who'd been in the business for like 40 years, and a bagpipe came in, and I sobbed.
I was there.
Yes, you were there. Oh yes, we
were
there
sobbing together. And
we've actually booked one tonight, Reese. And
I don't know. There's like.
That's a bagpipe. That's the whole vibe.
I like it because you kind of can't, in a way that like a sort of straight man would like have a guitar and
she's
sort of
again.
Like idle on over and like crouch down and then sort of slowly strum. Like you have to like tip your hat to the bagpipe players because they sort of have to like walk in, take a big like breath, and suddenly everyone's like looking, and then it's like so loud on
there,
the get-go.
It's the only instrument that has like a lead up noise. Like you don't cold start a bagpipe. You know what I mean?
Like,
it's
the last noise you make.
So upset
die,
to be about to start.
I know. I was like, is that leftovers from the last time you played it? Yeah. Like, what is that noise?
Terrifying. Imagine if you had to start a guitar and it just was like, oh no.
Did you play an instrument growing up?
I played the clarinet.
God, same. Have we connected over this?
No.
Wow. Yeah. How long did you play the clarinet for?
Not long enough.
I played it too long, considering how little I know of it now.
I never got past, like, you look at an instrument, this is what is so wild to me about, like, woodwind instruments and stuff, is that I never got past the sixth. These got like there's the
oh, then
six
there's
little,
more keys.
There's like
are they the
a
same
bazillion
as
fucking little yeah. buttons and things on it. Don't know what a single one of them does.
Are they the same as the recorder? Like do the
no, no. It's a very complicated instrument.
Okay.
Did you play an instrument?
Oh yeah. Violin for a bit, and then guitar, and then bass guitar. Cause I actually wanted to be Paul McCartney, so I learned the bass guitar.
There is no part of your personality that would suggest that you once had a violin under your chin.
I was really bad at it. Really
bad. How long did you play for?
Maybe half a year, like not long at all.
Can I just say, I don't know if there's any violin players in, but they can get fucked.
Yeah.
Their attitude sucks. The way that they're like, this is all about me in the orchestra. I'm like, we're barely interested in you.
And you know what? Even when it sounds great, it doesn't sound that great.
No.
Like it no one's ever like, can you let's just listen to only some violin for a while.
No.
Oh my god.
Yes.
They rock. Violin's so beautiful.
No, you would say that.
Who is that New Zealand violinist?
Violins
who's
are
really
the
famous?
Mean girls of the orchestra.
Oh.
They are.
Well, it's because they got the skill. It's because they sound great.
No. Tell you who's doing the heavy lifting. The percussion section and the woodwind and the brass. The brass, the bad boys. You know, they're like really bringing in the grunt.
I love percussion. The edging of the orchestra is usually the guy that's just waiting. You know that guy that is always like they're usually a bit of a bigger guy, and he's just waiting to like smash something.
Oh yeah,
I love that guy.
Or he's just got like one triangle, you know.
Yeah.
And when he hits it, you're like, yes.
And
I like those.
Imagine if you got it wrong. What a fucking idiot.
But for me, I think the star of the orchestra and the star of like the whole instrument community,
Leonard Bernstein
is the French
Lydia Tarr.
No, is the French horn. Like there's so many elements to that instrument that is so gay. One, it has a full hand up its ass, but also the fact that it's French.
Like it looks like a French bulldog as well.
And it's just like,
don't you think?
The French horn looks like a French bulldog.
It's kind of got a big face.
Nah.
I don't know why I've come out here with so much aggression towards you. I think it's because I peaked this couch.
Yeah, you did. You're on team
Woodwind.
Yeah, and is it the only instrument that has a nationality?
I think so. Like, you don't have, like, an Italian bassoon.
It's very fucking French about
it's
it.
It's so
as well
gay
as
to be like, I went to France, it's my whole personality now. Yeah. You know, like
I think a piccolo's got a nationality, right? A piccolo? Is that just a type of coffee, or is that an instrument as well?
No, it's a little
it's a tiny little flute.
Little flute.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But it's not like an American piccolo.
Well, it just sounds
the American
like,
piccolo.
It must be Italian, right?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, true.
Everything's got a nationality.
But no
one's
it.
Announcing
Hang
it.
On. Are all the instruments Italian apart from the French horn? Is the French horn the Mr. T of the orchestra? Thank
That's
you
That's a
much.
Really good point.
The Spanish guitar.
That's
we forgot
such
about
a good
this.
Point.
I would say they're not interested in this conversation.
I know.
Oh, it's since I've dead silence.
They are. I mean, I would say it's a Sunday and we are at the end of the podcast.
We are, yeah. It's crazy to kind of work out a way to finish it.
Yeah. I mean, because we don't know. We usually just go, oh, it's been a bit what? And then we turn it off and then we kind of go home.
Yeah. Mm. Well, you stay there because we record it at your house.
Why don't we...
And you've also... You've dragged me into it.
I know. Why don't we pick one of these suggestions for Reese?
Oh, yeah, okay.
We'll pick one each.
Yeah.
And then...
Yeah, I reckon. Let's put the end of the episode on me.
Yeah, exactly.
And then if you could do kind of 15 to 20 minutes of stand-up about
that.
That would be awesome for us. That was bad.
We've got to
find a good one, you know?
Oh, yeah, I got a good one.
Oh, that's not good.
And so I'm deciding whether it's gay or straight.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. I'll just do this as an idea. Not this specifically, sorry. That's me just not talking, thinking out loud.
Okay.
I'll do mine first.
That's all of life, yeah?
So this says, Woolworths Metro. But on that, I'm going to say just... The idea of a metro supermarket.
Well, it's straight because it's metro, right? Like...
Oh, metrosexual.
Metrosexual.
Oh, I forgot about that term.
What a lovely life you've been living.
I know.
Because I've been blaming Carson Kressley for that for years.
I would say the idea of being metrosexual is to be gay. In the way that everyone was like, oh, Chris, he's a bit metro.
Metrosexual.
And by that, they mean he'll come out in 10 years.
How?
Everyone who was called metrosexual is gay now except for David Beckham.
Yes, but and Dan Carter.
Can I just check? Did you say Woolworth? Is it not?
Oh, yeah.
We've had a huge change happen here, bitch.
And it's all Australia's fault.
It is genuinely like 6 months since I've been here. Has there been... Is New Zealand going through the change?
We were so happy being Countdown.
I love Countdown.
We loved
it. It had the same emblem. That made no sense.
Yeah. We had a ball. Sometimes the O would... blank out in the sign, it would be cunt down. We loved it. And then
it was Woolworths.
It was Woolworths.
Yeah. And then they were like, we're just all going to be Woolworths now. And then the rats came in.
What are the rats?
Literal rats. In every Woolworths around the country.
Yeah.
They just keep popping up their little heads. Little meat pack, ooh, little rat. They're everywhere.
What, as in like in the stores or like...
There's one
like
shop...
Like working there or... Oh, I love a little rat. Like imagine you go to the self-service checkout and there's just a little rat pointing at different ones that are available. And with a little tiny apron on.
I love
it. Aww.
So they're not doing that, but they are underneath the hats of all the people working at Woolworths Control.
Well, that's how fascinating to find out.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah, so you'll be fine.
You know what? I think it is gay because gays love very tiny things. We love tiny things because tiny means like tiny little phones or like
little tiny.
Oh my God, it's tiny. I'm going to make my friends feel tiny. You know.
Eli and I have an opinion, though, that you should never eat meat from a metro supermarket.
Absolutely not.
God, I'm glad you agreed on that.
Yeah.
And this is cured meat. Sushi from a 7-Eleven. Yeah. Like, don't...
I was just like, how did the meat get into the city? Like, that's why...
Have you not seen Babe, Pig in the City?
Oh, God.
Also, who's buying a chicken breast in a rush, you know?
God, actually...
An incredible book of essays. Yeah. I would love to read by Eli Matheson. Who's buying a breast in
Ari? Let's just think about that for a second, actually, as we all drive home, you know? Just, who is buying a chicken breast in a rush?
I feel like I've come to terms. I think the thigh fillet is the superior cut of chicken.
Absolutely.
But I think we all go for breast sooner. It takes too long to cook. By the time it's cooked, it's dry.
I know. There's too much anxiety around a breast for me, I think.
We know.
Eli, you've got a little bit of paper. This is going to be so funny. It's going to send this podcast out on such a high note. Everyone's going to be like, screaming.
This is the final thing we'll be deciding whether it's straight or gray. Straight or gray.
straight or gray.
Gray. And whoever wrote this, we're so thankful to it because this is a great suggestion. The meerkat tunnels at Auckland Zoo.
I mean, I'm not clear on what they are, but they sound faggy as fuck.
So, at our zoo, there's a meerkat enclosure, and there's tunnels underneath it, and you can pop your head up, and there's a little plastic dome, and you can look out, and then the meerkats are kind of right there.
And I always love it because you're like, this is what the rats at Countdown are saying.
Yeah, I mean, gay, right? Like, it feels very, like, it's kind of looky-loo. It's kind of, like, curtain twitching on a group of things that do not give a shit about us at all.
And I reckon if they...
Go on.
If they did a sort of like a pride event at the zoo, I reckon someone's going to be popping their head up, watching meerkats getting sucked off in the tunnel.
Yes.
Then they're like, then they look to camera and go, love wins. And on that,
zoos should be sex on premises.
Anyways, we would love to thank you all for coming to the Male Gaze Live tonight.
Yes. That was so...
so official!
This has been the BBC.
Get home safe.
We're keeping, like, waved off. Like, I could literally be here for 4 hours.
Well, we need to give a big round of applause to Tim Batt, who's our producer, who runs this, runs the whole pod fest.
Please give it up for our Queen of the Week, Reese Nicholson, everyone.
Hello.
Give it up for yourselves as well.
Thank you so much. Have a beautiful life.
Chris Parker, Eli Matthewson.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.